It's Friday night, yeah, the mood is right. We gotta have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF.
Welcome to week number 234 of the Two Guys into Fridays podcast. My name is Steven, that over there is Travis.
Hey Steve, how you doing, man?
You know, doing this live from a hotel room, so we'll see how it goes.
Where you at? Do you want to tell anybody?
Philadelphia.
Philly. Doing Motown Philly. Home of the Matthews.
Working my shoot job.
Shoot job. Kayfabing it.
Hey, we're a TGIF podcast. We talk about TGIF after we watch it, 30 years after it airs. And this week, We got two episodes to watch.
We do. Two episodes. Yeah, we have, let's see, Family Matters was on reruns, and Hang on Mr. Cooper was on reruns. So this week it is Boy Meets World and good old Step by Step.
But before we get into that, thank you, Don, for the theme song this week.
Thank you, Don. It was great. We love it. Appreciate you.
TGIFcast@gmail.com if you want to send in your own version of the theme song, at TGIFcast on all social media. To follow us, get updates, and I actually did post something, so we do use it still.
Ooh, good for you.
We're going to be live at GalaxyCon in like 2 weeks, and we're going to be doing a live show there. So you can be part of episode number 236?
Let's see.
This is 234, right?
Let's see, 236. Good job, 236.
I can add plus two. I can do that.
You're good, man.
You can be part of 236.
Yeah. It'll be Saturday, March 16th.
Stone Cold Day.
We go on at 7:15, I think.
Which is the absolute best slot in the entire con. They gave it to us this year. It's after, like, I think the hall's winding down. There's no.
I did find out there is one conflicting event that is one of the special ticketed events.
What is it?
The podcast.
So Gordon and Jen won't be there, but they wouldn't be there.
That's
anyways.
Right. Yes, they won't. They won't be there. But it's a good day to come. Look, it's a good day to come to the con because you've got the Jaleel White Q&A at 12:30. So there's that. So that's TGIF.
Are you going to that?
I'm gonna try to. Yeah,
I'm gonna be late.
Oh, 12:30. Yeah, no, I should be able to do that. And then you've got the Lawrence Brothers Q&A at 4:30. So of course Matthew Lawrence was on not just Boy Meets World, but also that great show that lasted one episode, High Life.
When he was a little kid.
Yeah. All of your relevant TGIF guests will be all in one day.
It's like they did it on purpose.
Or intentionally.
Matthew's brothers, they're putting out some quality TikToks lately, too.
Are they? I don't know.
I don't know. Depends what you think is quality. all right. When did these episodes actually air back in 94?
Yeah. So these would have aired March 11th, 1994, Friday night.
We do like to see what was going on in the world 30 years ago, the week that these episodes would have aired. And I got a couple stories for you. First one. March the 7th, 1994. I guess this is a big deal, probably. The U.S. Navy issued its first permanent order assigning women on a combat ship.
That's cool. That's a big deal.
I think probably some women were happy about that. And yeah, sure.
Yeah, good for them.
And then March the 8th, I usually get you to pull this up so you can check it out. But it's award season. This one was actually hard to find the Wikipedia page, but the 20th Annual People's Choice Awards aired, and this is finally the chance for TGIF to jump in and pick up some awards.
Did they?
They did not. Big winners, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Mrs. Doubtfire, Jurassic Park, Tim Allen, and Roseanne.
I mean, I'm not going to complain about most of those.
Come on. They even have a best new TV comedy category. We couldn't even pick that up for Boy Meets World.
Couldn't even get Boy Meets World in there.
Come on.
They're just underappreciated.
Yeah. Underappreciated. They gave it to some show called Frasier.
God. Frasier.
Yeah. Music went to like Aerosmith, Garth Brooks. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. That's all I got for news. What about movies and music? What was number one this week?
No changes this week. It is the last week for both of these, though. Movie Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. It is his final week. It had 4 weeks on with a 1 week break in the middle. So, see you later, Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. I'm sure when you come back for number two, you'll be back on the list.
Do you like number two?
I don't remember number two.
When nature calls, he's like an Africa.
I mean, I remember the name of the movie. Yeah, out of an elephant. I remember the gist. Like, that's really the only part I remember.
Yeah. Not as good.
So we'll find out when it comes back around. Celine Dion, also your last week for, I assume, a while. Power of Love, number one. We got a new one next week. I'm calling it a big one.
Whoa.
I'm surprised at how few weeks it is on the charts, but it does end up being the number one song of the year, and I would say it's a big one.
Okay. I'm ready for it. You ready for some episodes?
I am. Yeah, no birthdays, nothing like that. Let's go. Let's roll.
Boy Meets World, season one, episode, I don't know if it's 18 or not, but I'm calling it 18. It's a Wonderful Night. It starts off, we got Corey and Sean. They're in the cafeteria. Corey comes up to Sean and is like, they've got a little plan because Corey's got a babysitter this weekend.
He does.
And Sean's got a VHS for Corey hidden inside of another box, and he's very excited to watch I'm Blowing Up Your Head Part 6.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome. And that's the intro clip. That's pretty much it.
Yep, that's it. I was worried that this was just going to be like a throwaway, even though I don't know why, because it obviously lends itself to a bigger episode. But
so after the theme song, we come back to Corey showing Eric the VHS, and Eric warns him here that he needs to earn his parents' trust like he did when he was growing up. And then that'll set him up for future times in life where he can kind of get away with things.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, be careful, man. Don't get caught. Like, this is, you got to play your cards right here.
Yeah. And then he talks about getting his driver's license. He's going to go take his test this weekend, and makes Corey think at first that he's going to just drive him around anywhere and do fun things with him. But then just pretty much lets him know he was joking and that he's got a hot date this weekend. Double date, too. Yeah.
Well, and Eric's whole thing is like, I've been building this trust my entire life for this moment, which I really didn't get, because it's not like he's breaking anybody's trust by getting his driver's license and going on a date. But the whole point here is that we are establishing that as much as Eric might be kind of a silly dude, he is someone that his parents have come to trust.
Yeah. So we're also setting up Jason, Eric, hot dates this weekend.
Hot dates, yes.
A little later, we've got Corey. He's on the couch now doing his homework, which we never see. Amy comes down, and she's never seen this either because she's shocked and knows that something is up.
Right.
Alan comes down. He's wearing, like, jeans and a sports coat, and Amy's like, no, you can't do that. This is a really big deal this weekend. Because they're going out. That's why they got a babysitter. And she wants him to go put on a full suit.
Alan looked great. This was ridiculous.
That's good. Yeah, that's the look I'm going for next time I got to dress up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She sends him back upstairs. And then we see Eric and Jason a little later getting home from Eric's driving test. And we find out right away that Eric failed the test.
Eric got so screwed. Evidently, he was like pulling up to get started. Some dude with a beer, obviously some drunk dad, was like, come on, screw it on up. And Eric hit a car.
Oh, he hit a car? I didn't get that. I was trying to figure out why he failed right there. So I
feel like they say that. I mean, maybe my mind jumped to that's clearly what happened, because he was like scooting up, being guided by a drunk dude.
But yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense to me. If he did hit a car, they didn't mention any like damage that he was worried about showing his dad or anything like that.
Well, it sounds like it was very minor. Like, first of all, I don't think he probably drove his car. He probably drove like a
That makes sense.
Also, it sounds like he was just like scooching up, and I think I would imagine that even if you like tap a car in front of you during your like driver's test, it's not a good look. Yeah.
So. Phone rings here. It is Tracy, one of the two girls, right, that they're going on a date with, and Eric is about to tell her the bad news, but Jason quickly grabs the phone from Eric and lets them know that they're going to pick him up at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
With no plan. How they're going to do this. Because Jason doesn't have a license. Eric doesn't have a license.
Jason's a bad influence.
Yeah, he really is. Alan comes back down. He's in his full suit now. Eric is about to tell his dad that he failed the test, but then Jason interrupts once again, stops him from doing so. And then Amy comes down. She's ready to go out. Alan is handing over the car keys to Eric, and Eric's going to stop him and say, wait, no, I can't. I don't have a license. But once again, Jason jumps in the middle, grabs the keys, takes them. I guess they're going to go out with no license.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Eric is trying very hard to do the right thing. Jason is not letting him. Also, though, Jason is not necessarily lying. He at no point lies, per se, to Alan. He just
stops someone from telling the truth. That's what he does.
Right. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, the test went fine. It was over before, you know, it was over before we knew it, or something like that.
So, yeah, they're going to do that. I think Amy reminds them, don't leave, don't go out tonight until the babysitter shows up. And they go out. They're going out on their little date or whatever their party thing is that they're going to.
Real estate party.
Phone rings. It's Judy, who's the babysitter, and she cancels like 15 minutes before she's supposed to be there.
Never getting hired again.
So Eric and Jason are like, oh no, what are we going to do? Eric looks in the backyard. He sees Mr. Feeney. He goes back there and asks Feeney to babysit. And Feeney negotiates with some hard manual labor of like shoveling manure or something and agrees to watch the other two kids.
Yeah, it's funny though, because Eric out negotiates himself. He like starts.
Yeah, Feeney starts with 4 weeks, and then Eric goes down to 2, and then Feeney goes back up to 5, and Eric quickly accepts the offer.
Right.
So. So the next scene is Morgan and Feeney playing tea. Morgan has gotten Mr. Feeney to put on like some necklaces and earrings.
Earrings, yeah.
And, yeah, he's just sitting there miserable while Morgan is pouring tea and having the time of her life.
Well, also he tells her, he's like, hey, look, I thought we agreed that I would do this for a certain amount of time and then you would leave me alone or something
yeah,
because
he's like, I got to go grade some papers, so I really got to go do this. And then she just does her, like, fake crying and guilts him into playing some more. So he's who knows how long he's been up there, but he's not getting away to grade his papers.
No, he is not.
We check on Corey and Sean, who are downstairs watching that movie that we saw from the intro clip. And they're in the middle of it. Like, heads are exploding for sure.
But they're also what they're doing, because and this was just really strange to me. Like, they're flipping in between that and this, like, nature program whenever Feeney's paying attention, even though Feeney is sitting 5 feet away from him the whole time. Like, they're not far away from me. Like, I don't understand how Feeney just doesn't hear that this movie is happening throughout the evening.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in the room with them though.
He is. They're in the den. They're in the den together, and he
that's where Corey, that's where Feeney's playing tea?
Yeah.
I thought they were right next to them.
No. They are 5 feet away from the couch at Morgan's little plaything. It's always there, like in the den, kind of closer to the door.
All right. So yeah, who knows? Maybe Corey knows, or maybe Feeney knows the whole time what's going on and just kind of letting him do it. I don't know.
I don't know. Seems weird that that would be the case, but just didn't make a whole lot of sense from a functional standpoint.
So, yeah, they're flipping it back and forth between the movie and nature show. Feeney's walking in. They flip the channel. He walks away. They flip it back. And also now Sean is wondering if Eric is having a good time on his date.
Yes. Cut to Eric.
Cut to Eric, who is begging for his car back. It has been towed. And they're at the garage trying to get it back. And the tow truck guy is the guy from Step by Step, right?
No,
this is the other guy. This is the Revenge of the Nerds guy.
Yes, Ogre from Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds.
All right, so he's at the tow shop, can't get his car back. Probably a commercial break here. We come back to Feeney coming to rescue them from the tow place.
Well, I think it's important a couple things real quick about that. So the reason that he won't give him the car is because he needs a license and he needs to see an address.
Oh, we get all that here. Okay.
And then we also see the girls. The girls are kind of like trying to already find new dates. One of them, I will say, Tracy is Kelly Packard from Baywatch. And then I think this is when Corey is like begging to Feeney to come help him out.
Yeah, and the girls are on the phone trying to make an escape at this point, trying to figure out if some other guys with cars can come pick them up.
Yeah, with nice cars, too. Like, I don't know.
If Camaro or something, they said.
Then just go with those guys to begin with if that was what they were concerned about.
But. Yeah, so Eric goes over to the girls because he hears them on the phone and pretty much starts to tell them off, like, we don't need you girls. Just get out of here. And then the girls are like, oh, you don't need us? And then one of them goes over and, like, sits on the desk in front of Ogre and is like, hey, can we just get our car back? And then he's like, how many cars do you need? And it's just, like, writing them anything that they want.
Any ticket, yeah.
Gives them the slip to go pick up the car. The girls go back over to Eric, and then they pretty much say, like, oh, you don't need us? Shows them the slip, and then rips it up in their face.
This was a good little twist on them. But, I mean, those girls were pretty not cool.
So the girls leave, and Feeny arrives at the exact same time, goes over to Ogre, tries to talk to him, and not really getting anywhere. And then Eric tells Feeny the actual reason. He doesn't have a driver's license, which is why he can't show him a driver's license that matches the registration on the car.
Yeah, things really kind of go south here for Eric.
Yeah, so we then see everyone getting back to the house because like Corey and Morgan had to go too. So Corey, Morgan, Eric, Sean, Feeny are all getting back.
Oh yeah, Sean was there. I forgot. Yep.
Oh no, what?
Mm. Yeah. Because Sean was with them watching the movie, so he was at the house. That makes sense.
So Feeny sends Eric to his room, which Eric is like, you can't tell me what to do, and like yells at him and like, oh yes, you can. Runs upstairs. Yep. Sean and Corey go back to watching the movie, and then Feeny catches them watching the movie, finally, I guess, and pulls it out of the VCR, and they're like, wait, there's this trick to getting it out right, and then just ruins the tape, like all the tapes just falling out of the VHS.
Heartbreaking.
So everyone's in trouble, pretty much.
Yeah, and Feeny's just laying down the law.
We skip ahead to Alan and Amy getting home. First, Corey gets in trouble, because Feeny just tells him what he was doing, watching this tape, sneaking it in. They're like, all right, that's it. You're in trouble. Go upstairs. You're 2 weeks or something like that.
Then no, I don't think they give him, I don't think they punish him right away. They give him his sentence right away.
It's just go upstairs for now, right?
Yeah, they got a lot to deal with. So
they don't even know how much they have to deal with yet, because then Eric comes down, tells them what happened with everything, the license, failing the test, getting it towed. And then they send Eric upstairs. And before Alan can unleash on Eric, Amy's like,
Alan is pissed, and he is, like you said, he is about to, I mean, he almost starts laying into him, much like we've seen in the past. This isn't new.
Yeah, Alan wants to, like, take his driver's license away forever, but Amy's like, no, Alan, wait, send Eric upstairs, let me talk to you before we get into this. So she pretty much tells Alan, look, I've been waiting for this day for 16 years. I want Eric to get his driver's license. And I want him to do all of the driving around that I don't want to do, taking the kids to school or to sports practice and picking this up from the grocery store. Let's rethink this before we go upstairs and take away Eric's driver's license forever.
What? And she makes the point, too. Like, I'm the one that is doing all these things. I need this. Like, do not take this away. You're taking this away from me as much as you're taking it away from him. So
they go upstairs. Eric and Corey are talking at this point. Like, I don't remember if they were like trying to guess what their sentencing was going to be, or like just like talking about the night or whatever it was. But they're talking. The parents come in, and they're like, "All right, it's sentencing time. You guys are both grounded for 2 weeks," which I mean they're not happy about. But then
it seems pretty light.
Yeah. And then they add to it. This whole time you're grounded. Eric, you're going to be studying for your driver's license test, and then you are going to pass it in 2 weeks. And then they make Corey watch educational TV the entire 2 weeks, which they put right back on the Caribou show that was already gross with, like, babies being born. And now it's, like, poop all over their face or something like that.
Well, that's when they cue it back in. It's like, it's the bloody afterbirth of the.
Oh, no, this time was like something about like they were flinging dung all over the place or something like that.
Okay, yeah. All right, fair enough.
But that's it. That's the end of the episode there. We do get a credit scene with Morgan and Corey begging Eric to drive them all kinds of places, because obviously this is 2 weeks later now. He has passed his driver's license test, and Amy is loving it. She's laying down.
She's lounging.
Alan comes home. She talks about how relaxed she is, and Eric says he's going to go drive off a bridge. That's it.
Yeah.
That's Boy Meets World for this week. Like we said, we only got one other episode to talk about. It's Step by Step, Season 3, Episode 19, Birth of a Salesman. Starting off, we got Mark, we got Karen. They're making some turkey dogs in the kitchen. Cody comes in, comments on the dogs a little bit, and Karen asks if he wants one, and he says no. Last time I tried one of those things, it shot through me like a herd of buffalo. So Karen's grossed out. She's like, I think I'm just going to have an apple instead. Dana gets home, and she needs help for psychology class. She has to study a family member, and she first asks Karen, who says no, while Cody is in the background just begging. She's like, oh, pick me, pick me. Mark,
this is a Steve Urkel moment.
Yeah. Mark says no, that he puberty's hitting him real hard, and some of the thoughts that are going through his head should not be printed anywhere.
I like how that was the best excuse they gave up with Mark. Like, good. We're just going to call him a pervert. That's it.
And Dana is forced to now study Cody.
Yeah. Not that she couldn't have, like, gone to her mom or dad.
There's not 40 other family members in this house.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so theme song. We come back. We've got JT, Frank, and Carol in the kitchen.
Technically, we have JT and Frank in the kitchen playing paper football, and Carol comes down.
Yeah, yeah, they're there first. They're playing paper football. It's the Super Bowl, so it's a big deal. Carol wants to talk to JT, though, because she was doing something up in the room, and she found a bunch of college applications under JT's bed. She's like, hey, what are these? And he's like, oh, I meant to throw those away. And, like, goes to throw – I think he does maybe throw them
in
the trash.
He does. He throws them away. Yep.
And Carol's like, JT, you've got to go to college. And Frank is kind of on the other side, like, oh, you don't have to go to college. I mean, there's –
Well, not just that, but he tells Carol, like, look, I've talked to my kids, and we've discussed the fact that, like, that – you know, if you go to college, that's great. That's one option. But there's other options, too, that are perfectly legitimate, and they are comfortable – you know, we all are aware of that on our side of the family.
Yeah, so Frank does tell him, though, that you either have to go to some kind of school. It can be a trade school or something like that. And also, I mean, you need to get a job, because once you turn 18, you're paying rent to this house.
Well, because what happens is Carol's like, well, JT, what do you want to do? And JT's like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit on the couch.
He says, I want to retire now, and then when I'm some old geezer, then I'll get a job, which I like that.
Which is not a bad strategy, but you just don't have – you got to have those funds. But he basically kind of just indicates that he doesn't have a plan, and that's what really drives Carol, I think, to the point of, like, frustration. And Frank is like, look, you got to at least have a plan. You got to at least either get a job or go to school. Those are your options.
Yeah. So from here, we go into the living room. Dana is talking about this whole, like, paper thing and studying Cody. And how easy this A is going to be, because she thinks that she's got a real nutcase of a Cody there, and it'll be real easy to write about him and analyze, I guess, how he thinks.
See, I think it would be way more difficult. I think it would be so much harder with somebody like Cody than just, like, a normal person.
I don't know. I understand, like, it's a lot easier to write a lot if you have a lot of, like, a subject to write about. Like, if you just have, like, a person who's not very interesting or, like, doesn't really do anything. I mean, that can be harder to write about, I think. I get her point.
I think the complexity is a lot higher with Cody than it would be with other folks.
Yep, as we see right here, because Cody walks in wearing a straitjacket and explains how he got it. He was driving down the road. He saw some guy running in a straitjacket. He picked him up.
He wasn't running. He was, like, hitchhiking.
And then, yeah, this guy, I guess he didn't have any money. So gave him the straitjacket in exchange for a ride.
That's a good trade. I'd take it.
I would take it too. I don't know if I'd pick him up though. Would you pick him up?
Well, no. I mean, that would be the first hurdle I'd have to get over. But
So she tells Cody to take off the straitjacket, which he does, and then they get started. Cody lays down on the couch, thinking this is like a therapy session or whatever, and starts telling Dana immediately of his earliest memories, which include being birthed.
Childbirth and pre-childbirth.
Yeah, and like he's like, oh, that memory must have been when I was like 3 or 4.
It was good. It was good.
That was a good one for me. Yeah. So Dana really starts at this point now, and she's like, all right, Cody, we're going to start with some word association. I want you to tell me the first thing that you think of when I say this word. So she's like, mother. And he's like, high tension wires. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, the last thing I remember is getting my mom a present.
It wasn't the last thing he remembered. It was just like what happened last Mother's Day or something like that, or...
And he, what is he? He like, I made a hammock out of high tension wires.
Yeah, he made a right, and then it got hit by lightning, and she caught on fire.
And she, and then Dana's like, okay, let's move on to the next one. Father, fire extinguisher. And she's like, why? And he's like, well, someone had to put mom out.
Cody.
Go to Frank in the kitchen. Carol comes in, and she's got an idea for this like nice little weekend vacation getaway for the two of them, going to like a health spa and getting mud baths. And Frank is not on board. He's like, $85. We can just roll around in the backyard with a hose. And she's like, well, someone's got to get the mud off of me. And then obviously he's sold now. And they start making out in the kitchen.
Yeah, they just kind of make out a lot in this episode.
They do, like 3 random times. JT gets home. He's got some great news. Carol's like, oh, you're going to school? And he's like, no, I got a job at Leo's Auto World washing cars for $5 an hour.
With the promise that if things go well, he'll get promoted to a full-time job once he gets out of school.
Which is what, washing cars full-time?
I don't know.
So this is not what either of them wanted, right? Or Frank's kind of okay with it, I guess.
Well, we've seen this kind of strategy play out as well in Family Matters and Dinosaurs. Frank's strategy is that, oh, he's going to hate this because he's going to be outside in the cold doing these car washes, and it's going to motivate him to want to go to school because he's not going to want to be outside.
He'll come begging to go to college, yeah. Right?
And we've seen this kind of plot-esque a couple times before.
But, of course, Carol is like, oh, no, this is not going to work. This is not what needs to happen. So... from here, we go to Leo's. And this is the place Dana tried to buy a car from, right?
I didn't pick up on that, if that is the case. I think
it's the same guy and everything, right?
Is it? I'll look it up.
It might not have been called Leo's, but I feel like it's the same set. Or was it
Family Matters? No. Now I'm getting the one Laura, because you're thinking of Laura when Laura went to buy a car, but this was definitely not the same place. Obviously, it's in a different town. But also the salesperson in that was the guy, what's his name, that was on our show from Dinosaurs. Oh, man, I feel like a jerk that I can't remember his name. The voice of Earl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still thinking about Dana. I thought Dana went to buy a car, and then it was like they brought it back home, and it was on fire, and I thought this was that place.
They bought that car from the paper? Unseen. We didn't see where they bought it from.
Was there not an episode where like Dana goes to buy a car and then like Carol shows up and like tries to help
out
or something?
To go to Chicago and Carol shows up
at the dealership.
Maybe
I'm thinking of Laura. It's not ringing a bell for me. Maybe it's the same set from Laura buying the car and like then Steve driving away with the ribbon or the flags hooked on.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm not quite.
This all seemed really similar, and so did the guy, I thought.
Well, the guy is recognizable. I'm trying to pull it up. My computer's moving a little slow. But the guy is just like kind of has like one of those looks. Right. But I think you're thinking of
Family Matters, I guess. And maybe a different guy. Same set, different guy, maybe.
Well, I can tell you right now, the Family Matters guy was, what's his name, from Dinosaurs that we have.
Oh, that's right.
The guy we had on our show. Like, I should know his name. I can't. I feel bad that I don't, but off the top of my head.
You know his name.
Do you know his name?
Isn't his name Earl?
I mean, that's his name on Dinosaurs. That's like the character's name.
Earl Sinclair, played by, what is that dude's name? Stuart Pankin.
Stuart Pankin. Thank you. Yes. Thanks, Stuart. We still love you. I'm going to dig in a little bit here, see if I can't find... I don't remember an episode where Dana tries to buy a car.
Well, there was, but it might not have been at the dealership. Because they bought that car.
But I don't think we see them buying the car.
Yeah, like I said, we might not have. But I think we've seen this set, though. I really do.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. So
I'm going to see if Leo's in any other episodes, but go ahead.
We're at this place. They show another guy who's interested in buying the car that JT's washing. And JT kind of talks to him. He's like, oh, yeah, this thing's a great deal. I mean, it's got original interior. It's got this. It's got this. He's like, I know the price might look like it's high, but I've been looking in the paper for something like this, and I haven't found anything within $1,000 of it. He's like, but there's only one issue. And then you kind of see Leo in the background, like silently cheering on JT and then like getting upset when he says that there's an issue. And he's like, yeah, it just needs like break something or another. And it's only $200 though. So even with that, this thing is still a great deal. And the guy that was looking at the car is like, you know what? You know what I like about you? You're really honest and it shows. And I think I'm going to get the car. So
Steve, I got some good news for you.
Okay.
You're not crazy. You're also only slightly wrong. So there was another Step by Step episode where this guy played a car salesman. His name was Mel Finsky in the car in that episode, but it was the Frank and Carol go to buy the car, and Carol ends up getting the better deal than Frank because Frank's like, "Oh, you're a woman, let me handle this," and she ends up stepping up and getting the better deal from what did I say his name was Mel.
Was it the same actor or no?
Yes. Yeah, same actor.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All
yep.
right. I'm not crazy.
Not crazy.
So, this guy wants to buy the car. Leo jumps out of a bush or something, and he's like, all right, let's go inside and get you all signed up.
He's just hiding behind another car, which just makes total sense being on a car a lot.
And Leo kind of quietly tells JT, you are great. That was awesome. Here's your $300 commission for selling the car. And JT had no idea.
I'm really impressed by that.
That he
paid him
at all, right?
I'm really impressed by Leo, right? That he not only did he give him money for making the sale, but he gave him a decent amount. I feel like he was very fair with him. Very surprised at that.
What's that percentage?
Case.
You got some math in your head, real quick? $300 off $6,000.
I mean, that's like 5%.
That's probably pretty good. I don't know what car salesmen usually make off commission, but
well, especially when you're not even being paid to be a car salesman, that was entirely optional by Leo.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Leo probably is also thinking, oh man, this guy's really good. He can make me a lot of money.
Sure.
Let's give him his $300 and let's keep him in here and let him keep doing what he's doing.
Absolutely. 100%.
So JT is real excited. He's rubbing his money all over himself and he says, I'm never going to college. And then kisses the money. What's grosser, running it over or kissing it?
Making out with $300. That you just got like from someone's pocket
and then someone else's pocket and then someone else's pocket and
right.
then
yes yeah. Money is filthy.
That's fine, you'll be all right. Next scene, we see Brendan and Al getting home to their parents making out once again, and they tell them that they don't have to make dinner tonight because JT gave him a bunch of money to buy pizzas because he made $300 selling a car and now he's rich. Brendan and Al are both thinking that they never want to go to college now. And Carol, once again, stresses the importance. And Frank says, JT just might not be ready for college yet. Maybe he'll go in a few years. But you know what? He's got a job. He's doing that. But Carol is still thinking that Frank is making a big mistake. And she's like, that's it. I'm going to talk to JT.
Carol needs a little bit of chill.
So back at Leo's, we see JT getting back from a test drive with some old lady who is like Fast and the Furious, like drifting into her parking spot.
That was a fun scene. She
reverse is at like 50 miles an hour and doesn't hit a brick wall behind her.
Yeah. Stops within like an inch of it. It's great. It's a great scene.
We see Carol show up and JT's like, hey, I'll be with you in just a minute. I've got to finish with this customer first. So she kind of stands over to the side. Leo pops out from some other random hiding behind a car and goes over to talk to Carol. And Leo tells Carol how good of a salesman JT is and how he really appreciates them letting him do this and how they need to just watch JT in action because it's something to see.
Well, I think so. He says something else here that's really important, especially to Carol, is when he says, like, hey, you know, this JT is a real natural. He's really got a knack for this. And he's like, and JT really says that it's because of the of you and your husband and the way that you guys have kind of like raised him and like taught him to be, you know, basically, it sounds like JT is giving them a lot of credit, which I think she appreciates that he sees that.
Yep. So JT is kind of finishing up with this lady and he's like, she's like asking about like safety features in the car, and like Leo's like, safety features, and JT's like, yeah, I put the consumer reports that I got from the library on your desk. Why don't you take her in there so she can see these safety reports? And he's like, oh, good idea. And then Leo starts to walk this lady to his office, where she gives us a very unexpected diss of the week.
Of course, safety reports. Oh, love this boy. Right this way, sweetheart.
Hands up, bubble butt.
Okay. So after that, we've got...
I like that. I'll tell you why. Because what's that showing is, like, she trusted JT and she was, like, cool with JT and has no interest in what's-his-face at all and Leo at all.
And he's a little just gross.
Leo is? Yeah. Leo is.
So JT and Carol talk. And JT thanks Carol, telling her that he really appreciates this opportunity, that he really likes this job, and he's never thinks he's really been good at anything in his life, and finally he sees something that he's good at and enjoys doing.
But he also says, like, hey, you know, this job makes me feel really good about myself. I really, you know, I just really, I'm finding myself with this job. It's really important. I like it.
And Carol makes the comment that maybe his dad was right.
Yes.
And then JT tries to sell a car to Carol.
Well, I mean, he gets her test driving.
Hey, you want to test drive? It's absolutely free. And then, like, the most expensive vehicle in the lot is, like, $26,000 van.
It's like a $27,000 conversion van. I'm like, as soon as they, like, got to the lot scene, I was like, man, that is an expensive car. That's an expensive van. And then she goes for a test drive. I'm like, all right, get it.
She's like, is this a TV inside?
And, like, and he's like, I know you've always wanted to try one of these custom conversion vans.
Yeah, so we go back home. Cody is talking to Frank about Dana's paper, and he's worried because he thinks that she's going to discover something crazy about him.
I really like this. He's like, what if I have multiple personalities? What if I have 16 people living inside of me? And Frank is like, I think we would already know that, Cody. And Cody says, but, well, I mean, what if they're all the same? And that's why we don't know. That's great. That's funny.
So Dana gets home, and she got a D on her paper. A D, which is crazy.
D plus.
Oh, D plus? It's pretty good.
I think it was a D plus. No, maybe it was just a D. Maybe it was, I did write D. It's probably just a D.
According to her teacher, thinks that Cody is absolutely normal, but thinks that Dana is the one that needs to have her head examined. Pretty rough.
He calls her like a narcissist and like all these, you know.
Yeah, so Frank looks at the paper, and apparently she got a bad grade for calling Cody a nutcase being judgmental, is what he said.
Right.
And now...
Because the teacher's like, he's highly creative, he's a free thinker, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And now she's got to do a makeup paper, where she's got to study a family member's dreams. And, of course, Cody's excited, jumping up and down. He wants to be the test subject once again.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. That's the end of the episode. We do get a credit scene here with Frank and Carol on the couch. And Frank is like, oh, here's the commercial. And it's a commercial for Leo's Auto World or whatever it's called. And we've got JT dressed up as a farmer, singing like a, I don't know, like a parody of like, Old MacDonald or something.
Yeah.
With lyrics changed to match like this car place. And Frank, of course, is loving it.
He is so proud. He is so proud. And he should be. He is so proud.
I don't know about that.
They should be. He should be.
That's it. Just two episodes this week. That's the two of them. This is the part of the show where we like to rank them.
Wait. Carol also is like very like almost ashamed that JT is doing this and has, and so there's like the duality of it all.
Yeah. What do you think? One, two. What are you putting where?
I don't know, man. I'm gonna put Step by Step at one and Boy Meets World at two.
And I'm gonna flip it around. I got it the other way, I think.
Okay.
Guest spot from Ogre did it for me.
Really?
I don't know. I need a reason.
I mean, sure, whatever.
So yeah, that's it for this week. Just those two episodes. What do we got coming up next week on the show?
Another short week. We're kind of flipping it back again. Family Matters season 5, episode 20. Hanging with Mr. Cooper season 2, episode 20.
Awesome. Making notes so I don't have to ask you, but I probably will ask
you. Probably will anyways.
All right. Thank you once again to Don for the theme song this week.
Yes, Don. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
TGIFcast@gmail.com if you want to send in your own version at TGIFcast on all social media. And don't forget, March the 16th, we'll be live at GalaxyCon.
That's next Saturday. Next Saturday.
Is it really? Jeez.
Yes.
Tickets might have already gone up. You might have missed your chance to get them cheaper. We've been telling you, but you can still get them. They might just be like 10 or 20 bucks more expensive. But get them. Get a weekend pass. Get a Saturday pass. Whatever it takes. Just make sure
definitely
you're there.
Get a Saturday pass. Us, obviously, were the reason to come out Saturday. Jaleel White.
Saturday is going to be packed.
And I didn't even mention like the non-TGIF stuff.
You
like,
want to mention anything?
Saturday really is like the day to come.
So. Wrestling-wise, that Sting line might be really long.
Just because his whole...
Just retired a week ago or whatever, and it might be really long. But wrestling lines are never long at this thing, so it'll be interesting to see. Like, usually you can walk up and there's five people in line for Mick Foley.
Yeah, I mean, how many people is Rikishi going to have?
None.
I thought about taking my picture I have with him doing drunk karaoke.
You should.
Getting it printed out and seeing if he'll sign it.
I was going to buy a bunch of stuff, like a Gus Fring pop to get signed, and like maybe a MacGyver pop and an Urkel pop, and I haven't gotten anything. Now it's probably too late.
I'm going to do... I think I'm going to bring a roll of duct tape to get signed by MacGyver.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, is bring a roll of duct tape.
I like it. So. Anything else? I don't think so, right? We got everything?
No, that's it for right now, man. Yeah, GalaxyCon, that's the big thing. That's, you know, like I said, it's next Saturday. So come hang out with us. Be cool. Be cool, man.
We're probably getting close to some new shows on this show, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, 2 weeks away from 2 weeks away from Step by Step, three episodes. Real close to Step by Step. I don't know why I said Step by Step. That's
sister,
not what
sister?
I meant. Sister, sister.
That's soon.
That is very soon. You excited?
No. Maybe. Why? I don't know.
I'm excited.
What are we losing?
Nothing. Well, it's during the summer, so it's got a really weird schedule. So we'll talk about it when it actually starts. We're actually not losing anything. We are just gaining step by step. God damn. Sister, sister.
Yeah, I did look at it. It's a lot of like, this show's on this week, but off the next week, so this show could be on this week. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, man. Have a good week, Steve.
You got it, dude.
It's Friday night. The mood is right. We gotta have some fun. Show you how it's done. TGIF.
TGIF podcast.